And?
Oh, my God. I wish that I could somehow or other can or bottle what goes on between the times we're actually on the air when people could hear us and the things that go on behind the ears of the people who can't hear us. I've often said that we would bottle it and put it up online, but we'd have to do a lot of editing. Because it's so contrary to what we seem to stand for. Not that
you mean family
phonies.
Friendly.
Yeah.
What? I was just talking to my wife and my kids on FaceTime.
Yeah.
It's not. And here comes another text from my son.
Aw.
So, well, that's family friendly.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's talk about with Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and me, the movie Bucket. Remember back in 2007, Jack Nicholson, Morgan Freeman in this movie, The Bucket List. A great movie.
Sure.
And in their movie, they sort of contributed a few words to our vocabulary based on that wish list, which was conjured up by these two people who knew that they were on their way out. They were terminally ill. They wanted to embark on that road trip before they kicked the proverbial bucket. And that whole thing has come up every, not every time, but a lot of times I meet people and talk to them and they have this term in their vocabulary now, bucket list, been borrowed by a lot of people as a way to formulate sort of a wish list, if you will, for our, what do we do? I don't like to think that we would have something like this just because we were dying. I'd like to think that... that there are things you want to live.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got a bucket list, don't you?
No, I don't have one.
You don't?
I
may have. The concept
of 10,000... Do you have an unofficial one?
Why is there so much interruption going on?
Well, you have one.
I mean, yeah, everybody's got goals.
Yeah, things you want to do.
Before you can't do them anymore. Okay, everybody play the quiet game together. It makes great radio. Let's go.
It does. Well, everybody's anticipating who's going to speak next. Before you all jump in, can I at least set up the premise for this?
Okay.
Thank you. That would be very nice. Before you die. Before we all die. The concept of 10,000 things to do before you die. That's sort of what I have. I think I've thought about. You've heard that? I think there's a book, as a matter of fact. Isn't there? And that's where the idea sort of came for the movie. Did you know that? Thinking about what it is that you want to do before you die. And it's an interesting twist putting the two of those guys together. That is Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. Thinking about things that you may actually get to do, things that you have never done, and also bringing people in to this world of yours. I think bucket lists ought to be something. These guys shared their bucket list. I think we ought to share our bucket lists. And if it includes things that you want to do with the people that you care about, and then it's just, you know, it becomes, if it's just focused on one person, it doesn't work. I don't think it does anyway. Do you? And in terms of having life lived to the fullest extent every moment, the things that you want to do on your own. Am I making any sense, Roberta? Why are you breathing so heavily?
It's like I'm not breathing heavily.
Somebody's breathing heavily. Shall we have a commercial break and we can sort of restart this? Richie's gone away. He's pouting.
No, I'm waiting for you to speak to me.
I was derailed because I didn't get to stay on what I wanted to get on because you guys derailed me. So now I'm going to pout in the corner for a little bit. I think I'm going to take a break.
Boy.
I'm going to pause for a moment in the action.
Everybody go refill your coffee.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But listen to the commercial. Stand
with
by.
The booze.
Yeah.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hey, everybody. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. How's everybody doing today?
Caffeine.
Just fine, sir.
I need more caffeine.
Okay. So let me sort of, sometimes I do have to do this. I have to get off the horse. Pardon me, Meredith, for using this as a euphemism. But anyway, get off the horse. It's dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. That's what happens sometimes in the best battles. You know that, right? Because the first time you go into battle, it doesn't work. So you got to, you know, figure out a different approach. I was just thinking, and I'm not even sure why I was thinking about the bucket list, thinking about those of you, those of us, who have come up with a list of things you want to do before you die. That's a simple premise. And Richie asked me if I had done it, and I really haven't. But by the inference or the implication that you sort of came with your tone, you have. And Roberta has, and Jennifer has. And I don't know, maybe this thinking about this bucket list has got me to think maybe I ought to do one. But it just seems so, it's off-putting, but yet it does maybe help you, if you turn it around a little bit, to look at the things that you appreciate in life and want to extend that appreciation to something that you haven't done. For example, I love to travel, but I've never been to South America. I'd love to do that. I don't want to do it, though, just because I'm going to die. I want to do it because I want to go and share it with you. You know,
I think what you're getting at is not, I mean, for me, my bucket list doesn't necessarily have anything to do with impending doom.
Right.
And I don't even have one that's written down. But like you, there's a lot of places I'd like to go, things that I'd like to see. Like, for instance, for me, I'd always wanted to see New York at Christmas time. So my dad and I knew that. We worked on it all year, and I got to see New York at Christmas time. And to me, that was something that I kept telling people. It's something I can check off my bucket list, even though there's not necessarily something there. But it is something that you'd like to do in your lifetime. And I don't think it has to be around impending doom to have a bucket list.
No.
I agree with Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yep. There are things that you want to do. Now, there are some things that I want to do that I want to make sure that I do in the next few years because, I mean, I'm not getting younger, you know, and there's certain things like...
All right, what are they?
Like, I want to trek to Everest Base Camp.
You do.
And that's pretty, you know, demanding physically.
Why would you want to do that, by the way?
Because I just want to do it.
All right. You don't
just
have to
just
have
like
just
yeah. 2 years ago, I went down the Grand Canyon for 3 weeks in a rowboat. Down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. That was a yeah. very strenuous
But great
trip.
Stories. Yeah, but you had great
but
stories
fantastic,
from that.
Fantastic. I want to do it again, in fact. But, you know, these are things that you can't do when, you know, you're of advanced age. Let's put it that way. It's just mm-hmm. physically not possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so those things you may have a certain time frame. You hear the clock ticking.
See, I'm figuring that Richie might be a little more esoteric in it, not necessarily going someplace, but listening to music or going to music events that he hasn't been able to go to thus far.
It's always, you know, Jazz Fest I checked off. I can check that off 16 mm-hmm. times. But I've never been down Beale Street. I've never done Nashville. I need to do those.
Yeah.
When we were 18, my best friend Jamie and I were going to rent a Winnebago with a trailer and put our motorcycles on the back, our dirt bikes on the back, and drive through the Southwest with cameras and just bike and mountain bike and motocross through the desert and take pictures, and never did that, so I need to do that still. So, yeah, a bunch of things.
You know, there are a lot of people, forgive me for making this simplistic, but there are a lot of people, and I think I had a lot of time to myself over the weekend. I was in a truck or a tractor pushing snow around for a long period of time. So I was thinking about how the music that I really search for isn't around much anymore. I don't get to hear the stuff that I really enjoy or have enjoyed, and I want to find a collection someplace or the ability to just come up with the Doug Steffen radio station for Doug Steffen with 40 or 40 is like the playlist of being a disc jockey. The 40 or 45 songs that have most done it for me in my life. And there's a I heard something, and I was looking around for a little note that I
scratched. There's so many easy ways to do that, to accomplish it.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could help me in that, Richie.
Yep.
Create my own. But then there are other things that maybe you think about. Again, we've all talked about doing and going and seeing, but how many of you carry grudges that haunt you, and how many of you have grudges that prevent you from opening up your hearts to other people? How many of you have
Not
something
at all.
That has scared you in the past that you want to kind of, you'd like to get rid of it? You don't want to get hurt again, so you're full of fear sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, there are things there. If you go to your children, Richie, they do not probably think for a moment about their future. They play.
Zero.
They enjoy every moment. Right. What can we learn from children? That's on the other side of it, right? They haven't yet learned to think about or, you know, to worry about the past or to, you know, put themselves into the future. Everything about them is now. So it's taken me 14 minutes to get to where I wanted to go with this. It's back to my lessons of being in the now. Because that's what we have right now. So why wait to do it? Roberta, you should be planning on going to Mount Everest right this minute. Richie, you should be taking the ideas that you put forth here and this minute, today, start making plans. Jennifer, same thing for you. That was really where I wanted to go with all this, and I apologize for making it sort of obtuse when we get started. But I really want us all to think about where we are right now and to enjoy that. I've spent a lot of time in my life not enjoying the moment, and I'm doggone if I want to keep that up. So maybe that's a way for you to think about where you want to go with your bucket list. Do it now.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Here, especially during the 25th anniversary, the 25th year of the Doug Good Day program. Music's a very important part of our life. If you're just joining us, I spent a few minutes here with all of our focus on doing what you want to do in the future, at least get started planning it now. That's one of my favorite themes. And also, listening to some of the music that's made an impact on you during your life, especially if it's music in the last 25 years. So we have the top five songs from this day in 1992, starting off with Right Said Fred.
I'm doing it backwards. I bet you wanted to count down, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't care. I go from, you know, we do it one way or the other. Sometimes when we do the other radio program I do is
counting down the biggest hits here on the Good Day Show.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
So this is Mr. Big. Tell me who Mr. Big is. Mr. Big on, and we all know who he is on
Sex and the City. Sex and the City.
Right. This is one of the leftover big hair. What year was this? 81?
1992.
92, okay. This is one of the leftover big hair bands from the 80s.
All right. So I have
one of their slow songs.
I have my 2020 trivia question. You ready?
Ready.
It has to do with this. Who's the actor that plays Mr. Big on Sex and the City? What's his name? 888-302-3684. He's one of the most in-demand and popular television character actors around today. He's made his name. He's actually started as Mike Logan. Yes, yeah, that's the character name. In Law & Order. The first season of Law & Order, he was a young kid out of college. And you look at him now in his late 40s, and it's really pretty interesting to have watched him through his career. He's been on this program a couple of times. I happen to be a big fan of his and what he has done. So what's his name? He'd been very good at making... he started out on the stage in New York on Off-Broadway, Roberta. That's where he cut his teeth in terms of acting. And he's quite a good singer, but you can't tell that. You know, that's not really what his deal is. He's a character actor. 888-302-3684. And he's known as Big or Mr. Big. And I get that. There's a little personal reference, which I will keep to myself at the moment. But there's an ear that's listening that's chuckling right now about the reference to Big or Mr. Big. All right, so that's number five. What are you laughing at?
Move along.
It's a significant thing. Has nothing to do with me, Richie. Number four this week in 1992, George Michael and Elton John together made music and then some with Don't Let the Sun Go Down on You by me. Him, her, it. Choose your own pronoun. You like this? Who likes this song?
liked this song.
It's a great song.
I call him. Yeah.
Great song.
Okay, number three. One of my favorite pop artists is Prince. This was not one of my favorite tunes from his.
No,
repertoire.
But Prince is awesome.
Yeah.
Question for you, Jennifer. Is Bruno Mars trying to step into Prince's shoes?
A little bit, I think.
A little bit.
This was, again, this week in 1992. Number two song, Shanice. Jennifer, this stage is all yours on this one.
Yeah, this is kind of a one-hit wonder, but this was a great song.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I don't remember this one.
I thought we started with number one, but I was listening. That didn't sound like Right Said Fred. Number one during this week in 92 was Right Said Fred, and I'm too sexy.
This sounds like Right Said Fred.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Another one-hit wonder, right?
Yeah. This is something else. Okay, so the 2020, I guess this is general interest quiz, trivia quiz. Name the character actor who plays Mr. Big on Sex and the City, all right? 888-302-3684, 28 after. This is Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Colette Friedman is a playwright and author. Her latest work is the novel, The Affair.
All authors are different when they write. I'm guilty or innocent of writing what I know. And so when I sit down to write a book or a play, I put a lot of myself into my stories. When I sat down to write The Affair, there is actually a lot of personal information in the book, which I guess people who know me may figure out things better than people who don't, but let's just say I have experienced all three perspectives. I've been the husband, I've been the wife, I've been the mistress in my own life, so it was very easy for me to get into the mindsets of these three people and find out where they were culpable, and also find out where I could empathize and hopefully where the audience can empathize with the choices that they've made. I'm a big believer of write what you know. I love women. I am a woman. I'm a strong feminist. And Kathy and Stephanie, even though one is the wife and one is the mistress, there's a strong similarity between these women. One is me now, one is me 15 years ago. So I understand what makes both of these women tick. I understand their motivations, and I'm playing it pretty close to the vest. These women are so close to who I am that it was just basically my own personality on paper.
Playwright and author Colette Friedman on her new novel, The Affair. There's more online at insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Fall in love.
with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And Wolf Linen blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The five most overlooked deductions that can save you a lot of money on your tax returns. How many people have started doing their taxes? Raise your hands, please.
Yep.
Not me.
No.
I'm in.
No, I do it all year.
Right. All right. So maybe I can help you, Roberta. Do you think I can help you?
What? I mean, what do you mean help me do what?
Your taxes.
Well, I do my taxes all year round.
You're missing the point.
I don't get it.
I have five of the most overlooked deductions.
Okay, now we all need, because they change every year, so you need to know what they are.
Did you hear that, have you guys seen these commercials that, what's the do-it-yourself tax home software thing?
Quicken.
Yeah, Quicken, whatever. TurboTax.
TurboTax.
TurboTax ads.
Are we advertising for them?
We are. So they apparently have some ads out now where the guy walks into his house and the plumber's underneath the sink fixing the sink, and he's like, aren't you my tax guy? And he's like, last week I was. This week I'm your plumber. Basically them taking a shot at H&R Block.
Yeah, right.
Where they pull all these seasonal workers in to do your taxes. Well, H&R Block says, oh, not fair. We're suing. So they are suing TurboTax to pull those ads.
Right.
And it brings up a really interesting conversation. But, so right now they're going hot and heavy at it.
Yeah, the only thing is, if you check the employees at H&R Block, most of them's last name is Gonzalez.
I'm staying away from that one.
I don't know, boss.
888.
So wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Seasonal workers. Yeah.
Thank you.
I am over the border. I'm looking for a job. Sure, H&R Block has something for you.
Yeah. All right, the story of a gentleman named Tim Benz, B-E-N-Z. I met this guy once. He's a well-known morning host in Pittsburgh. Good guy. He resigned on the air on Friday after an argument with his co-hosts and listeners over, the argument was about stricter gun laws. I'm laughing about it because sometimes we have disagreements ourselves about what happens, but he didn't see me. Although I was tempted, actually. I really was.
You've walked away once or twice.
I was really tempted to just get up and go have some cereal. I really was. Anyway.
If you're hungry, you should go have some cereal.
Thank you, Richie.
Got it. When nature calls.
So anyway, here's this guy has a conversation on the air. It was a big flare-up about gun control on their program. There was a lot of anger aimed at the radio station itself. We all know what happens. I get on my horse sometimes and talk about this, but most of the time people don't hear, and I can sympathize with this guy, because this is such an emotional issue. People just don't hear what you're saying. So anyway, the argument stemmed from a Pittsburgh gun shop's recent giveaway of hundreds of rounds of ammunition, high-capacity magazines, and an AR-15 military-style rifle on their Facebook page. That's something most people have talked about all around the country. I remember we mentioned it, I think, earlier last week. So this fellow who's the owner of Pittsburgh Tactical Firearms, his name is Eric Lowry. They bill themselves as America's largest online firearms mall. Gave away the gun, the ammunition. He said he didn't hear the program, but he heard about the resignation of the host. The reaction to his comments on guns, so predictable. And this is what I'm saying. Whenever we get into it, people, Richie says, don't get into that. Don't talk about abortion. Don't talk about death. It
goes nowhere.
Because it doesn't go anywhere. It really doesn't.
Same argument, sometimes, same people.
When you have the all the things going on that are going on now, sometimes it's hard to get away from it. Anyway, there are a lot of blue-collar workers in Pittsburgh. They love their guns. They are big on the Second Amendment. And by making the statements that he made, he angered a lot of people. He did concede, Mr. Benz, that he was passionate about the use of gun control, and his opinions seem to be misunderstood and polarizing. And that's it. That's true. Listen, pal, I've been there, done that for the decades that I've been on the air, because nobody hears me when I say, I'm a member of the NRA. That gets lost in the conversation. I don't own a gun. That gets lost in the conversation. All people hear is that I don't think we're being responsible with the usage of a lot of these weapons.
Wait, wait. If you don't own a gun, then why are you a member of the NRA?
Because I think on occasion...
Well, I tell the story.
There have been occasions when I needed to use a gun, when my calves were attacked in my barnyard. I don't know how many years ago was that, Richie? It was 12.
Yeah, 10 years ago. He had some dogs attacking his. He thought they were wolves.
So I got a .22 rifle out of the barn and I shot him. I don't have a permit. I didn't have.
And it ended up it was somebody's German shepherds.
No, they were wolf. They were wolfhounds.
Wolfhounds?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That ended up in court. So,
no, it didn't end up in court. It just ended up with the guy threatening my life because I killed his dog. But then I showed him around and what was going on. He kind of understood it. But his dogs have been nothing but a problem. So everybody went lightly on me. And plus the fact that the police chief was my best friend at the time. So he managed. I didn't do anything illegally. But
they were on your property attacking your animals.
Exactly. Yeah. I would not care if I had a... What, you think I'm going to think, okay, I better call the police to see if I can use my gun? No. It wasn't mine anyway. It belonged to one of the women that worked at the farm. And so I just... You know, I blasted away.
How bad were your cows? Did you save them?
Well, yeah, I did save them. There were 9 little heifers. They were only like a month old. You know, they were very vulnerable. Mm. And they were in this pen that had, not only did it have a regular three-rail fence around it, it had woven wire. So these dogs had to really work to get into this pen. And they did. And they were attacking. And I went out there. I heard them because I usually go
outside. That was the reason you had to get your...
No, I belonged to the NRA when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
But I had to get a certification for having a permit to carry. I have a permit to carry.
That's right.
But I didn't have one then. And so anyway, the point is about this Benz guy. He's very passionate, and he said something that is very true of this whole debate. And that is that people do not listen. It's a personal battle, and it oftentimes becomes, okay, one person is listening to the other person who's on the air. And so then, it kind of got out of control. And as sad as it is, a lot of programming people today don't have the starts that they used to. This would have been, in my days in Boston radio, and I had guys like Mel Miller and Dan Griffith that I worked for, in the 60s and 70s, they lived for this stuff. They loved it. when everybody called the station and yelled and screamed about the people that were on the air, because that meant to them one thing. There were people listening to the radio station. Yes, we thank you very much for your opinion, sir, and we're happy to have you express it. Thanks very much. You go from call to call to call to call to call and never say word one to the host. Not a word. And now that just doesn't exist because all these people rattle around and they threaten the stations, and the stations are cowards. Oftentimes they don't stand up. I mean, why would you hire somebody who's a unique individual that has very interesting thoughts about things and then want to curb them? It makes no sense. I remember getting hired by a guy, was it Baltimore? I think it was in Baltimore. And he hired me because he liked the way I sounded on another station. Swell. I was on the station one day. He says, you know what, why don't you try doing this or that? I looked at the guy. I said, just a second. You hired me because you liked what I did. I just did what I do, and you don't like it. Well, it sounds different here.
He's going to stand behind it now.
I'll never forget. Yeah, exactly. I'll never forget that conversation with that guy. Never, ever, ever. And it sort of marked, you know, I've had a lot of great experiences. I've been on the radio for a long time, and I have had a lot of great experiences at a lot of great radio stations over the years. But that one was one of them that really took the cake. We hired you because you're unique, okay? So I went on the air to be unique. Well, we don't want you to be that unique. I was there 2 months and gone.
Everybody's always jealous of the guy across the street until they have to answer the phone and talk to the listener.
Yep. Okay, so let's get to Mr. Big, 888-302-3684. Who's the actor who played that? So, Richie, you want me to start with the Ben? Is that where you want me to go first?
Sure.
All right. Ben is listening in California. Where are you, Ben, in California?
Bermuda Dunes.
Where is that?
Out by Palm Springs.
Oh, okay, good. What's the name of the actor?
Edward Knopf.
Edward Knopf.
Close. No, he said Knopf.
Oh, he said Knopf?
Yeah, Edward
no.
Knopf.
No, it's not. Let's get the exact name.
Close.
Mike is in Mount Vernon, WMBO. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
And what's the name of the actor I'm looking for?
Chris North.
Chris Noth, N-O-T-H, is close enough. So why did you know that? What came into your mind when I asked the question? Did you know it? Did you have to look it up? Did your wife tell you?
I just remember watching him.
Yeah. And do you agree with me that he's a really good character actor? He seems to settle into these
He parts. Does. I saw him in, I forget the movie, the other night.
What, a recent movie?
No, an older movie.
He was he played Holly Hunter's wife in...
Holly Hunter's wife. Oof, that was a stretch.
Not Holly Hunter's wife. Who's the Helen Hunt's husband?
There
in,
you go.
In the movie Tom Hanks when he got lost, marooned. What was the name of the movie? It wasn't.
Oh, the
movie.
Tom Hanks
Castaway.
Movie.
Yeah,
Castaway.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That may have been the movie you saw. All right, Mike, hold on just a second. Thank you very much. Richie, will you still give me one of those Aaron Neville CDs?
Let me go down to the last one, yep.
All right, okay. All right, so that takes care of that. Chris Noth, who plays the husband now of Juliana Margulies. Is that how we pronounce her name?
Margulies.
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 Or Margulies.
Margulies.
The Good Wife. She is. It's a really good show. All right, in a moment, I will help you out. I hope I'm going to help you out with the 5 most overlooked tax deductions that can save you money as you get started on your tax return. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
All right, everybody got their notepads out? You got a pencil or a pen?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
These are legitimate tax write-offs that most of the time slip, according to research done by our accountant, Stuart Allen Books. Most of the time, people do not remember any or all of these. They may apply all of them to you. Maybe just one of them does. But, especially with all this talk about fair share of taxes, you want to make sure that you're not getting yensed. You know what that expression means? Yensing?
Yeah. We can pick it up.
I can imagine.
Okay. All right. So here we go. The IRA contribution limit for younger Americans is $5,000. But if you're over 50, you can deduct $6,000 or even more depending on your situation. So don't let the fellow that works part-time for H&R Gonif, that's what Carson used to call him, tell you that you only have a $5,000 deductible for your IRA contribution. It's not true. It's only for people under 50. Other than that, you can take out pretty much whatever you're putting into, catch up if you will. If you're looking for a new job, did you know that you can, all of the costs for looking for a job can be deductible? Did you know that? Fees.
Yes.
If you pay a fee to an employment placement agency during the search, you join a professional organization to network, all of your out-of-pocket expenses for travel, interviews, all of that stuff, driving, mileage, high-priced resume stationery, work samples, all that stuff, you can write it off.
I think the caveat on that is as long as it's in the same profession. I think if you're looking to change professions, I think there are different rules to that.
I don't know about that. Just make sure that you don't, if you're in New Orleans at the Super Bowl, you're not using that as a write-off because you filled out an application for a job at a Starbucks.
Right, right.
Okay. Interest on student loans. Even if the loan is in your name and you're not paying it, you still get to deduct the interest because the loan's in your name.
So if your parents are paying for it.
Makes no difference. You, if it's in your name.
Score, kids.
See, this is the most important one because I think most everybody's got these loans. If it's in your name, take the interest as a deduction. Glasses, contacts, contact lenses, same category of itemized deductions as a wheelchair or a hearing aid. Write them off. And all out-of-pocket charity expenses, like what we have for our thing, the
Purple Heart.
Purple Heart, yeah, all that stuff. 100% deductible, whether you write a check or not, just keep a record of it, all deductible. All right, did that help you out? I hope it did. Some overlooked deductions, save you a little dough here on Good Day.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I can begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Grammy for Best Song Written for Visual Media last night. Safe and Sound by Taylor Swift and the Civil Wars.
Now, the Civil Wars are great.
I don't know them.
Anyway. It's kind of like a roots, folky kind of band.
Really?
Yeah.
This is from the Hunger Games. So, appropriate to start our movie moments with a winning song like that. Movie music starts movie moments. Chucker's got the results from the box office in just a matter of moments. First, though, let's get to our movie. This movie happened to have been the number one movie during this week in 1988, the year Good Day first went on the air. This is a movie that, again, one of those, and then sometimes you don't get it. You think, aha, because you're confused.
I see the last clip is 2 seconds long, which means it's a classic, recognizable clip.
Right. All right, so listen carefully. You get a chance to win the last of our Aaron Neville CDs from his life of music, My True Story. If you win at 888-302-3684 by identifying this movie.
I see someone in front of me who got his partner in trouble and sent her off to some butcher while he moved on to an innocent young girl like my daughter.
Ooh, I know this. Ooh.
We were just talking about his partner on Law & Order, if that helps you. That actor was Chris Noth's partner on Law & Order.
Oh, I know what this is.
Does that help, Chucker?
I know what this is.
Of course. That's...
I got it. Yeah, he's a classy guy.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
888-302-3684. Next clip, Richie.
Most of all, I'm scared of walking out of this room and never feeling the rest of my whole life the way I feel when I'm with you.
That's Ferris Bueller's sister.
Listen to that acting.
I know.
The way I feel when I'm with you.
Jennifer.
Right, I love this movie. Believe me, I'm only knocking it because I love it.
Here's the 2-second clip.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUGH-WET.
My only question is clip number two. Would you say that 20 years into the relationship?
That's a telling. All right, so anyway, we get to our movie quiz, and Chucker has the results at the box office this weekend. See if there are any surprises in just a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick it to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavorful tea oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burst of berries creamy rich, chapstick always on my list, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la,
chapstick, apply happy.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
All right, Chucker, what did you find from the results of your weekend overview of the box office?
Well, some bad weather on the East, but this new comedy, Identity Thief, bucked the trend and overperformed at a very solid $36.5 million.
Really? Especially after all the nasty things that were said about that woman that plays Molly, the heavy-set woman, these idiot...
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, some of these idiot critics and the nasty things they... I mean, how do you...
Well, Rex Reed said some really nasty things about it, but, you know, the bottom line is... She's a very hot property in the business because when you can open a movie in a $30 million range when it costs $20 million to shoot, you get a lot of movie offers. I think she has 3 more movies coming out before the year's over, so good for her. That's a nice opening weekend. Warm Bodies, the teen zombie romance movie, Doug, that I know you're clamoring to see.
I can hardly wait, yeah.
11.5, $36 million in 2 weeks of release. Steven Soderbergh's thriller Side Effects did $10 million in business. I won't start.
What's that about?
It's a thriller set against the world of pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh, right.
It's really good. I didn't see it yet, but I know a couple people that did.
Channing Tatum and that bunch in there. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Silver Linings Playbook plays 4, 6.9, a solid $90 million overall, and Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters round up the top 5.7, $43 million in 2 weeks release. Die Hard 5 opens this week, so.
I watched The Expendables on the plane. It wasn't like up on the screen, it was a private screen. You wouldn't see that on the screen.
I think you would.
Regular plane ride. All right, let's see here. How about Gene tells us what the name of the movie is. Hi, Gene. Welcome to Good Day. What do you think the name of the movie is?
It's Dirty Dancing.
It is. Who are the stars? You remember?
Patrick Swayze.
Jennifer Grey, Patrick, and Jerry Orbach was the one that I was talking to.
Good job.
I was talking about. It's hard to talk to him because he's not around anymore. Hold on, Gene.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.